This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Strawberry letter.
All right. Subject, a stinky situation. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a very nice man 3 months ago, and we hit it off pretty quick. He has been taking me on a lot of nice dates, and we have really good time together. I thought I had finally met the man of my dreams, until 2 weeks ago. We ended up back at his house after a great dinner date. We both were ready to be intimate, and we knew it was about to go down. So we started taking off our clothes. He took his shirt off first, then his pants, and Stephen Shirley, a funk I had never smelled before hit me in the face. I realized that the smell was indeed coming from him, so I told him that I was no longer in the mood and I needed more time to be sure I was ready for intimacy. As I left his house, I thought that maybe he had a long, busy day at work and didn't have time to freshen up before that date. But he's not a small guy, so he should have known better. I didn't say anything to him about it. A week later, I decided to give it another try to see what happens. This time, as things got heated, that same body odor hit me in the face again. Now I can't make any more excuses for him. He is a grown man. When he's fully dressed, he looks clean and he smells like a nice cologne. But when he starts taking his clothes off, it's unbelievable. I don't know how he can walk around like that. Am I wrong for not being honest with him and helping him work past the smelly issue? Besides the funk, he is a great and loving guy. What should I do? Ah! This is horrible. I mean, this really is bad. This is
get under.
This is on, really, really bad. This is.
This is
I mean, this is like a deal breaker right here. This is a deal breaker. And I don't know how he doesn't know it, because we smell ourselves first, don't we? Before anyone else does. I mean, is this some sort of... he's got to smell this. That's all I can say. If you like him, if you want to have a future with him, you have to tell him. You should tell him. You have got to tell him. I don't know if I would stick around for this. I don't know how great he is. I just don't think I would. But it could be that he just doesn't know. Although I don't know how he doesn't know. Maybe he has a bad sense of smell. I don't know. But this problem has to be addressed, and you have to tell him. That's all I can tell you. You have to sit him down and tell him. And if it's a medical issue, if he's sick or something, you got to go to the doctor and get it checked out. This is bad. This is a deal breaker. Steve?
Well, first of all, let's get this clear. This ain't medical. See, let's go through this. Let me tell you what happened here. Finally met the man of my dreams ago. We ended up back at his house after some dating. We both were ready to be intimate. We knew it was about to go down. Mm-hmm. Key word, about to go down. So we started taking our clothes off. He took off his shirt first. He know to do this first, because this the break-in move.
Okay.
All right, took off his shirt first, then his pants.
Wait a minute. What? Go back. What?
What's See, you got to ease move? A person into it. You can't just snatch. He know. He know. Let me take this shirt off first. Ready? Now the pants. Stephen Shirley?
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
A funk that I had never smelled before hit me in the face. It engulfed the room, is what she's trying to say.
I can't.
See, it had been contained in the pants. pants got a belt on it, draw wrapped around it, pants, legs. It been oozing out the bottom the whole night. All around his ankles got funk on it. Because that's the only outlet when you got pants, you're walking. So, and you, when you're walking, you're spreading, and there's people behind y'all going, what is that? But you don't know it. But when he pulled them pants down, I only got a minute, so I'm going to have to tell you when I come back.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know what happened.
Wow.
When the pants came down, why it happened, and why it continues to happen, and how you can fix it.
Okay. All right. We're going to.
After this.
Yeah.
When the pants came down.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's go. When you left off in part one, you covered the top area. Now part two is the bottom area. So let's get to it. The strawberry letter for today, a stinky situation. Let's recap, Steve.
This woman done met the man of her dream. They had been going out. He's lovely. Wonderful. One day they went out, weeks later. Great dinner date. We both ready to be intimate. Mm-hmm. We knew it was about to go down. So we started taking our clothes off. Mm. He took his shirt off first, then his pants. And as the lady wrote, Stephen Shirley, a funk that I had never smelled before hit me in the face. That's because it had been released. It's been locked up. A belt got it in. Drawers got it in. Pants, legs hold it in. Uh-huh. Once you pull them pants down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We wrote a song about it, the Hot Tops. When the funk hits the fan.
Yeah.
All the people start to jam. Come on, get with me. So now you with him now.
Whoa.
I realized that the smell was indeed coming from him. I told him I wasn't in the mood and let make sure it's ready. Now here she said, but he is not a small guy, so he should have known better. What that got to do with it? Don't worry about that. A week later, I decided to give it another try to see what happened. This time, things got heated. Same body odor hit me in the face. Now, I can't make any excuses for him. He's a grown man. He's fully dressed. He looks clean. He smells like nice cologne. But when he starts taking his clothes off, it's unbelievable. I don't know how he can walk around like that. Am I wrong for not being honest with him, helping work past this smelly issue?
She's not wrong.
He done got used to it. He can't smell what you smell. You ever been over people's houses and they got a smell to it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And you be going, man, how y'all sitting up in here? Mm-hmm. See, they live in there. Mm-hmm. See, he live with the funk. Now, let me tell you why he stinks. Because inside them pants is crevices and cracks. Keyword, cracks.
You have to be so graphic.
No, you what you want? It's the unleashing. It's like you seen that movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, when they're cracking.
The cracking, yeah.
The cracking, that's what he got. The cracking lives in his pants.
I hate you right now.
And the cracking comes up out the water. Keyword, crack and crevices. The cracking comes up and devours everything in his path.
Jesus. It's too much.
The cracking. He take his pants down. It's everywhere. It's all in the room. Flowers start dying. Paper start burning on the edges. Your eyes is watering up. He's standing there, a large man. Mm. This man needs a bath, first of all. Yeah. He is not cleaning himself properly.
Right.
He taking bird baths. He needs to get, he tapping up on top. He got to get in some water.
Painful.
He need pine salt. I'm going to just be real with you. He need 4 caps of pine salt in his bath water.
Really?
Yeah, pine salt.
The stuff you clean the toilet with?
Well, don't he smell like that?
Nobody said nothing about this.
See, he need to run some bath water and put that little man in the boat from Tidy Bowl. He need to drop Tidy Bowl fizz and tablets in that damn water with him.
Stupid.
He got to get something bubbling in there. See, I can't tell you what I really want to tell you because I had to rethink my answer because there's a lot of words in there that a lot of people ain't going to understand. Okay. But let's just say cracks and crevices.
Okay.
We know what it is.
Yeah, I got you.
We got it.
We know
what it is. Let me tell you what the real problem is. That center split, mm-hmm. that okay. thing right there, mm. it's got mm. something going on.
Whoa.
It's got something going on right. He's not cleaning himself properly. He's using the bathroom and he wiping himself like he 12.
He gone.
See, when you grown, you got to move. You got to do a little bit different.
Yeah.
You got to put a washcloth next to your toilet.
Yeah.
With soap. You need a bidet. He needs to install a bidet in his damn house. That's what
a bidet today?
He needs a bidet today. He need to tear that damn shower out. Move it over a little bit. He need to put a bidet on there.
That shoots only pine.
Or Toto has a toilet seat that you can buy, y'all.
Uh-huh.
It's an automated toilet seat that you don't have to buy. I had a toilet that do the washing, drying, all that.
See?
Spray,
yeah.
All that.
Wow.
Every single time you go in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it keeps me baby fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have that money, they make a toilet seat that sits on top of your toilet. You take your toilet seat off. And you install it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll shoot you hot water. It'll dry it for you. It'll put pressure washing on it. He got to get pressure washing. Now, if you don't have the money for that, Home Depot sells pressure washers.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to hurt. Even on its lowest settings, it's not made for the human body.
Yeah.
But he need to just grit his teeth and bear with it.
You got to get pressure washed.
Yeah, see, and under his privates, his privates is, he needs. Now, he not going to do this here because it look real scary.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
He need to pack Arco cornstarch on him.
Oh, no.
I had a rash one time, and I put Arco cornstarch on me.
Uh-huh.
And forgot that I had it on. I was with this girl. I was in college and pulled my drawer. Boy, she saw them white pellets on me. That girl started crying.
Way
I didn't know
much.
What she was crying about. I was thinking to myself, I'm feeling pretty proud. Hey, don't be afraid of it. It ain't gonna bite you. I looked down, saw them white balls of wet Arco cornstarch on me.
We gotta go, Steve.
You're stupid.
We gotta go. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.